In the presence of greatness, we find ourselves one more time. Joe Jenkins is here. He is the Director of Media Relations for Central Hudson. Joe, pleasure it is. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm cold, Joe, to be candid with you, but I'm good. I'm all right. I was online. I was checking your website there. $2.6 billion economic development program is hot. Tell me about that, please.
Yeah, this is 2025 is Central Hudson's 125th anniversary of serving our communities here in the Hudson Valley. So this is something that we had done in years past where we commissioned an outside company to conduct a study to show our overall economic impact on the region. And, you know, the most recent report that came out showed that we contribute $2.6 billion to the Hudson Valley's economy. And we help support, you know, between the 1,300 employees that we have at Central Hudson, we also help support the wages they earn and everything like that, help support more than 5,000 jobs across. So something we're really proud of. We want to make sure that folks know that we're more than just a bill that arrives in your mailbox every month. And, you know, just kind of remind them of all the things we do to the community, for the community, including, you know, more than $2 million over the last 3 years in economic development and philanthropic activities.
So you're talking, you're contributing to the local arts and health and wellness education and stuff like that too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of economic development programs to help either attract or keep businesses that are already here. And then also philanthropic efforts that either through our employees' volunteerism or countless other examples of Central Hudson helping out local communities. One thing, one example I could give, I'm not sure that I could say this publicly, but I'm pretty sure it's open now, is Dutchess Outreach was in need of a new oven for their cafeteria. And Central Hudson was happy to provide the funding for them so they could get that new oven and help feed those who need it most in the local areas. So,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. How does one get involved? But what are the eligibility requirements for all this stuff?
You can check out our website. We have a corporate giving, or you can actually reach out to me and I can get you connected with the corporate contributions department. Generally speaking, we look for it to be a not-for-profit, a charitable organization in the area. That's for the for the philanthropic efforts. But then there's on our website, if you're a business looking for potential economic development grants, there's a few different grants that you can take a look at centralhudson.com and see if you're eligible, and all the requirements are right there on the website.
So the eligibility requirements are there, and there are grants. There's a grant up to like $200,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, absolutely. And, SUNY Orange just got a $200,000 grant for their food tech and restaurant industry program that they have down there in Newburgh. I think that took place last year. So it's a great program for those who need it, and we're proud to offer it to, you know, as I said, you know, either help attract businesses that are coming here or keep businesses that are already here and growing and expanding their workforce.
That's pretty cool. Now, the eligibility requirements for this, they're online, centralhudson.org. There are three principal programs to this, aren't there not?
Yeah, absolutely. And now, mostly centered around manufacturing. But there are the three programs. I can't remember the names of them off the top of my head. But
I know that one is productivity.
Yes.
Right? And then I'm doing this from memory here. Expansion and retention.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And that's, again, that's the program that's specifically geared toward businesses who are already here, who are looking to grow their footprint either physically or through workforce, and you know, keeping them here in the Hudson Valley. Our goal is to keep those who are employing people with good paying jobs here.
Excellent job. That's the $2.6 billion economic development program. Wages for more than 5,000 employees, investing in the local arts and health and manufacturing. That's fantastic. All right. Centralhudson.org, that's the website. All of it's laid out right there. I cannot let you leave without finding out about this, the impact of the cold weather on the bills. What's up?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you just mentioned it before, 4 degrees outside, and we're going through another cold snap. This January has been a pretty cold one. And, you know, when we talk about your bill, we talk about the two sides of your bill, the delivery portion and the supply portion. The delivery portion is the one that Central Hudson has a little bit of control over, that we work with, our regulators in New York State to establish those rates that remain largely fixed throughout the year. And then there's the supply side, which changes due to a number of factors. And one of them is our usage and the overall demand. So when it gets cold like this for extended periods of time, it, has a tendency historically to place upward pressure on those supply rates. So customers could be seeing, you know, a little bit of an increase in both electric and natural gas rates as a result of these cold snaps in the coming months.
You know, it's probably a good time to, I don't know what I'm talking about. I was going to say, I can't imagine anyone who's not on the budget billing thing, but I mean, isn't that a good way to go?
Absolutely. The budget billing, for those who aren't familiar with it, is something where we take your average usage over 12 months. We spread it out, and then we give you a fixed monthly payment from month to month. It helps manage these sort of price swings that we see when cold snaps, or in the summertime when we have longer duration heat waves. It helps level that out. You pay the same amount every month at month 6 of your plan. We take a peek inside your account, and we'll adjust a little bit here or there to keep you on track. And then on month 12, if you've paid for more than you used, you'll have a little bit of a credit on your bill. And if you used more than you paid for, your bill might be a little bit higher, just to true you up. And then we'll readjust that monthly payment based on your usage from the previous year. So I've been using it for years.
I've had that credit, and I looked over. I said, wow, look at that. Good news. I love that. Good job. What else you need to talk about?
That's about it. Again, with cold safety, just one thing. We touched on it last month, but I'll reiterate it again. Use of space heaters when it's cold like this. There can be a lot of temptation to use them. One, from a safety reason, make sure that they're in an open environment if you do have to use them. But two, keep in mind that space heaters, generally speaking, more often than not, are tremendous energy draws. They use a lot of electricity. So if you're using them, keep that in mind, because you could see a spike in your overall usage on your next U-bill.
Indeed. Okay, so we're at 4 degrees, and we're in a little bit of a cold snap now. We'll get warmer a little bit over the weekend, but I will feel a little bit warmer when I remind you that pitchers and catchers are coming up in a couple of weeks.
I can't wait.
Joe Jenkins, Director of Media Relations, Central Hudson. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.